FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, g'day. If you've never heard this part of the show, it's pretty simple. It's just the stuff we can't do before 9 o'clock. Because it gets a bit naughty here and we have to do like content warnings and stuff.
Very sexy stuff.
How was your holiday? Was it naughty? Did you have any naughty things happening on your holiday, Ollie?
Did I? I did. I can't say all of them. Me and my girlfriend had a...
Whoa, okay, come on.
What?
Jeez.
We're in a resort. We treated ourselves.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hear about that.
There was a bath. Didn't use it very well. Did you get...
Hey, the swim-up pool, did you wee in it?
The infinity pool?
Yeah, because you had a swim-up bar.
Yeah, why would I have weed in it?
Because you, if you're at the bar, it's so easy just to wee, isn't it?
Is that a thing? They're...
Oh, shut up, is that a thing?
Oh.
You're at a swim-up bar, I'm not getting out to go to the toilet.
Oh, that's gross. Well, plenty of kids at the pool, I probably peed in it, but I didn't. I would get out and go to the toilet. And use paper. Toilet paper.
Okay, good.
What a segue. 133353. What's a normal amount of toilet paper to use when you're, let's just keep it, you know, gender neutral here, doing number two? We all do it.
Yeah.
It's not about being smutty. But it came to my attention that even in our friendship group on holiday, it was four of us, two couples,
There
was a big discrepancy as to the amount of paper being used.
I've got my number as well, Ollie.
I reckon I'm pretty low on the numbers. I'm going to put it out there. My girlfriend said the number 30.
Okay.
So if that doesn't spark some interest in the kind of abnormal amounts of TP being used.
133353, give us a call. Down Under now, Men at Work, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. How fitting, Down Under, Men at Work, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Very soon, who saw you naked? We have questions, that's what we do. Let's play this first.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're going down under indeed, Ollie.
Yeah, and we are Men at Work. Now, Tom, it's seemingly an obvious question or a simple question, but I think very divisive.
Mm.
What is the normal amount of toilet paper to use when you are doing your business?
Don't say normal, man.
Oh, there's no normal. There's no labels here.
No.
But, you know, when we're doing a number two, we all do it. I was shocked to find out over the holiday. I think not much. My girlfriend said that when she does it, she often will pull off 30 to 50 pieces of paper.
Hang on. Is that like a total number or is that each strip that she's pulling off?
I think what she first said was she would do like one big one like that, like a 30er. A 30er. To really just cover it off. And then after that, I'm not sure. But it sounds like
Hang on, so
lot.
Is she doing like a...
Yep, yep. Yeah. I think so. She's also a scruncher, which to me is weird.
Yeah, I'm a folder.
Can I just compare? This is why I was shocked, because she said this large number. Yep. I don't know the details, but all I know is that for the most part, I'm pulling off usually two at a time.
What, just two squares?
Yes.
So you do a two square, a fold.
Fold it.
Going in for the wipe?
Yeah.
How many times did you do the two square?
I might do three goes at two.
Yeah.
And then a couple of ones.
So a couple
that's
of
like,
ones?
I'm using like 8 to 9.
Are you a 3-ply or a 2-ply? Or a 4-ply?
No, 4. Does that even exist?
Who does 4-ply?
It's like a 6-star resort. 4-ply toilet paper. No, thank you. I'm not going to go and kill a forest. No, I use 2-ply, I think.
Yes.
I don't know. My girlfriend probably buys expensive paper, actually. It could be 3-ply.
You're so disconnected.
No, but I think it's 2-ply.
You don't even buy
your toilet. But at work as well, I'm the same.
Yeah, but they're industrial rolls. You can't tell with those.
Actually, yeah. At work, when it's a bit shoddy, a bit more. What I'm saying is, though, I'm using like 10 pieces of paper. That's not much.
I'm probably like a per wipe, like a per strip.
Yeah.
Like a 4 to 6.
I thought I was wasting paper when
maybe
I
used five.
To do, I used to do three at once and I cut back because I realized I was wasting paper. I went back to twos. You're using six.
Nah, probably more a five if I'm going to go for a big one, like a big strip. Five. And that's also weird because you're folding it in a, like folding one piece of paper in half to get the fold right.
You're doing that?
Sometimes.
So you're getting almost 10.
No, no, no. I'd go for a 5 and fold one of them in half to get like a 2.5 on either side.
Okay, that's getting complicated.
Yeah, sure. 1-3-3-5-3. What? How much toilet paper do you use?
Yeah.
Let's do a little poll here.
Well, because it sounded like our new producer, Eli, who we had to sack Bell.
Standing in.
For work experience boy, yeah. Eli. Very old for work experience, but yeah. Well done. You reckon that you would cover your hand like a mummy using how many?
I'd say a glove full.
You create a glove with paper.
Yeah, it's sanitary.
And you do like what, 4 or 5 or 6 of those?
Oh gosh, maybe 7, 8.
7 or 8 gloves.
Are you using a whole roll at once?
Yeah, I'd go through over half without a doubt.
Oh my god.
That's insane. At home, and you're buying your own paper.
I live at home with my parents.
Oh, the shame.
He is a work experience boy. 1-3-3-5-3.
Shame.
Jump on the phone. Anyone can get involved here. How much toilet paper do you use? Jump on the phone. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After 9. It's live with the Dolphins Cry. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. An awkward situation is leading me to ask the question, who saw you naked very soon for Naughty After 9?
Interesting.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
But right now, 1-3-3-5-3, get involved on the phones as we ask the question, how much toilet paper do you use? Yeah, we're going there, baby.
Look, it's baffling stuff.
Radio awards, get around this one.
Accra, here we come. But the thing with this is you do it your whole life, but you never really discuss the way in which you do it.
And is it a learnt behaviour? Like, do your parents teach you how much toilet paper you need to use?
I reckon they would teach you when you're like 4 or 5, but then...
But your bottom gets bigger.
Well, as you get older, you develop your own habits. And if you're Eli, our producer, living at home with his parents, he's using half a roll with each wipe.
It's insane. 7 gloves.
What a queen.
Gloves of toilet paper, he calls them. He coats his hand with enough that he can call it a glove.
Outrageous. So, I mean, the variety, I'm guessing, is huge. Let's go to Luke on 1-3-3-5-3. I'm using 8 as a comparison. 8 pieces.
It's interesting you say that, guys. I started out as a scruncher, and around 18, 19 years old, I went to folding, and at the moment, I'm exactly where you're at. 8 pieces, fold them over, and that's the way to go.
I think in life, Luke, you do get better at it. You economise and get better, don't you?
You get better at it, and it's interesting when you see other people's habits. I lived with a couple of girls, and I was absolutely gobsmacked when I figured out where all our toilet paper was going between the two of them. They were using pretty much a roll a day.
No, that's insane.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
I feel like my new housemates, I've moved into a new house, Luke, and I feel like the toilet paper has been going quicker than usual.
Right.
Because I had my own toilet at the old house, and I was using not much. And then all of a sudden, toilet paper's flying out the door.
And it's got to be scrunching as well, because scrunching is so inefficient.
Isn't it?
What are you trying to do? Like, create some kind of rock that you can wipe your backside with?
Or like one of those old school scrunchies? It's like wiping your bottom with that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or like you're going to light a fire with newspaper, you're scrunching it all up.
Yeah, but
you're
the whole
wipe
point, you get the most surface area from a flat piece of paper.
Mate, you don't have to tell me.
Well, I'm just kidding now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know what you're arcing at. Hey, Aaron.
Aaron.
G'day, guys. I reckon I'm sitting at about an 8.
Yep.
Normal.
That's the world record at this stage, because I'm similar, Aaron, so we're doing pretty well, don't you reckon?
Yeah, well, you've got to think, if there's a bit of moisture involved, you're going to have to add another 2 squares.
Mm. Mm.
But I look at it this way. If you're wiping someone else's bum, how many squares would you use?
Yeah, you'd use more, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because you need that warranty insurance. It's don't want to get that on your hands.
It's that security, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So, and also, it depends on the paper. If you got, I'm working at adjoining Noble Park, and their toilet paper is like a 1-ply tissue, so
you've got to
pull out half the roll, and it's just ridiculous.
And that's why their rolls are so huge, industrially sized, because you have to do that.
Yeah, Matt on 1-3-3-5-3, join the conversation here, buddy, the very important one. How much toilet paper do you use?
I would never go above 10, no matter what the circumstances are.
As in total, or just for one?
No, in total.
In total.
That is discipline, Matt.
It is. I mean, why would you need more than that? I mean, when I'm alone at home, my wife's away for a few weeks, one roll will last me a month. But when she's here, I mean, we're going through about, 2 or 3 rolls a week easily.
Wow. Look, I hate to say it, but this is becoming a real gender war here. The women seem to be, from the very basic evidence we have so far, really running up a high tally of paper, whereas the blokes have been quite limited.
Billy, what's your number here?
G'day, boys. So I am a religious scruncher.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So my toilet roll holder sits about half a metre up from the wall. I will pull it out until there's a decent pile on the floor and zap it from the roll.
No.
So you're getting a big pile.
It's a huge pile. And the theory behind it is you can never... Toilet paper is that inconsistent these days, wherever you are, no matter what. If you're a folder, it could be that one ply stuff in industrial.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, your fingers through the toilet paper. Okay. And
Yeah. But I mean, with your scrunching, are you confident that it's always on the money?
Oh, every time. I have not failed since. I have attempted fold.
Okay.
I can't fold, and it just breaks.
You can't fold.
I can't fold.
No. Well, using half a tree, so of course you're not going to miss because you're using a lot of paper there. I'm baffled, Billy. I think you're in the evil camp of this argument. So let's keep it open. 1-3-3-5-3. Is anyone using? Can they quantify? And Billy's probably put it pretty well there. What's he using square wise?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. What do you think that sounds
like? Oh, it sounds
when it's
like
going
a,
to the,
it sounds
the,
like
the
a
ground,
20 or 30 square.
Yeah, he's making a pile. That's outrageous.
You can't make a pile of toilet paper. The shocking things we're doing in the environment.
Where's the morality?
Don't know. 1-3-3-5-3. Can we also get some ladies giving us a call? It's not just the boys that do this.
Well, do girls do poos? I didn't think they did.
That's right. They don't poo.
Girls don't do poos.
That's right.
Goddesses. Absolute goddesses.
Beautiful.
Always.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie. And Triple M. Naughty After 9. Oh, I wish you were here. Pink Floyd. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Why were you trying to airdrop me a photo of you naked, Ollie?
Oh, that was an accident. I'm so sorry. That was just for my girlfriend.
Was it for somebody else?
Yeah.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Funnily enough, we will ask who saw you naked very soon. An awkward situation on my holiday, but 1-3-3-5-3. It's so important. It's so important. We're asking, how much toilet paper do you use?
What's the normal amount? Because I'm baffled to hear that there are people using almost half a roll.
Can I just quickly talk about the toilets in the United States?
Okay.
They have a lot of water in the bowl.
Oh.
So when you go to use them, the bowl is already half filled with water.
Oh, no.
So everything kind of floats.
Splashback as well.
Lots of splashback. But incredibly, when you flush them, they use like a kind of a sucking mechanism, like it sucks everything out, which is very clever.
Is it full of water because they eat a lot more, so they do more business?
High fructose corn syrup, indeed.
What's that?
It's the thing that replaces sugar in a lot of their foods, and it actually contains
diet chat. Okay, moving on. 1-3-3-5-3 though, what's the normal amount of toilet paper to use? On Facebook, Larissa found us at Tom and Ollie. She said, girls use more TP in general as we need it each time we go, because they need it for the number ones.
And number
two. But she said at PS, I'm a scruncher. I feel it's more of a barrier in case of accidental contact.
We've had a lot of guys on the phone with varying degrees of answers, especially one that said that he would put a pile on the floor before he ripped it off.
That was the most shocking. Most of the men were being very discerning, using 8 to 10 pieces.
So let's try and get some girls on the phone. Fred on 1-3-3-5-3, how much TP do you use?
Well, I'm thinking probably about 9 or 10 sheets, but
in total or per what?
In total, I'm a roller. I grab it with one hand and
roll it round your hand.
Not one hand, two hands. Like grab the bottom and you know, like you're rolling your hands over the top of each other. So I'll probably do that around.
Oh, you one do of, like
one or two laps and then use a bit of it, then fold it in half and use the rest.
Kind of like you're washing your hands, you're doing that and the toilet paper will be going around.
Like when you're holding wool or something, one hand's a little bit closer, further away, and then you
almost
just roll.
Almost a doggy paddle, but...
Yeah, pretty much, but in front of your body, sort of thing. Perfect, yeah.
Well, that's still a low number, Fred, and well done to you. Do you feel it's important because of, just saving trees?
No, I think the scrunching is too much, you know, It's you're not safe.
It's like shrapnel. It's
yeah. It could, you know, you could have got the crunch right or not.
It's inaccurate.
Right. Okay.
We've got a lady here, Jory. Is that right?
Tori.
Tori.
Well, Eli, we've got
Jory here.
Eli's
so that's first his
first
day on the mistake.
Job. So Jory.
Good on your producer, Eli.
Jory's well, what we call Tom sometimes later on. But let's hear from Jory.
No, Tori.
It's a Tori.
Tori.
So it is Tori. Yes.
How much toilet paper do you use, Tori?
Probably about 6, and I'm a folder. That's for probably like a number 2, but if you go on number 1, like, you don't need too much, and like you can just drip dry as well.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so with a number 1, are you doing less toilet paper than a number 2?
Yeah, less.
Surely okay. it's like less to worry squares, about as well. It's surely. Yeah. It's water. So number 2 like, though, Tori, how much are you using?
Probably 6, maybe 8.
Okay.
In total?
Yeah.
Well, that seems normal to me.
I feel like I'm overusing toilet paper.
You are, Tom. How many are you using, you reckon?
I'm reckoning like 4 to 6 per wipe, and there could be 3 to 5 wipes.
Nah, that is chaotically over the top.
Wow. Beck, as well.
Hey.
Another female perspective. How much toilet paper are you using?
Like your producer said before,
yeah.
I make a bit of a glove myself.
You're doing the glove.
I do a glove.
Why are you doing the glove?
The back of your hand doesn't need to be covered.
Unless you're doing like a butter spreading on bread motion with your hand and you're getting it all over the front and back of your hand.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's just something I've done for a long time. And yeah, I'm a glover.
You're a glover.
So how much do you reckon that uses?
Oh, maybe not as much as what he said. Probably.
Like how many loops of your hand?
Oh.
3?
Maybe 4 or 5.
4 or 5 loops of the hand?
So maybe about 20 pieces of paper?
Just,
a bit more?
You can halve that by just not looping, can't you?
Yeah, but sometimes you need a lot of toilet paper.
Nah, not 20 sheets.
You're not an overly large man unloading 10 burgers. You know, you should be okay.
Beck, I reckon next time you go, can you just try doing like a 6-sheeter and folding it in half?
Tom, are you to give Beck judgments? You're the one also over wiping.
Yeah, right.
Beck, do you reckon other girls use the same as you, or is it never discussed?
Well, we talk about number 2s a fair bit. We actually never talk about how much toilet paper we use.
Yeah.
No, so
it's a private thing.
I will get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Next time we have a discussion on number 2s, we'll discuss how much toilet paper.
Brilliant. And then get in contact via Facebook, right. Tom and Ollie on there.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much,
Beck. Thanks all for being involved. And Tom, as you say, it is worth to go home and do a bit of trial testing. If you can reassess what you're doing, try a new method. Let us know how it goes. On the socials, Tom and Ollie on Facebook and Instagram.
Totally. Up next, who saw you naked?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M.
Ollie, an unfortunate event happened on my holiday, which caused someone, quite embarrassingly, to see me in the nude.
You told me that you were nude for most of the holiday, you and your friends.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty comfortable being nude.
So why are we shocked / why do we care that someone saw you nude?
Well, it was just, look, it was a certain situation that made it shocking. So
you weren't in the house with 5 gay men, which was, that's normal for you to be nude then.
Yeah, who cares? We're all pretty comfortable.
So
we just get nude.
Outside of the house.
I was outside of the house and in the nude, and the person that saw me had quite a reaction. I'll tell you it next, but 133353. Who saw you naked? Who saw you naked? Jump on the phone and tell us. This is the new cover of Toto's classic Africa by Weezer. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, it's Thailand.
Africa, Weezer. Of course, originally by Toto. That's a cover there. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, if you want to have a say on the music that we play, head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M club member.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
It's a simple one. Who saw you naked? 133353. Who saw you naked? Get on the blower. Tell us who it was.
Now, Tom.
My dad saw me naked. Oh, no, not Dad. Oh,
the neighbour saw me naked. Oh. I saw my neighbour naked.
Retell
this. I told
before
that
I get to the my story about
My bedroom had a bit of height to it. Wasn't second story, but somehow had a bit of height to it at the back of the house.
Yeah.
Could see into the neighbor's living room, and the mother, who, you know, was older and an angry woman, always yelling at her daughter. But as a backstory, I saw her topless.
Huh?
Yeah, she was topless in her own house, but the worst part was she saw that I saw. That was the worst part. We locked eyes.
Mm.
And so I moved out after that.
Did you?
Not because of that, but yeah. I did move out, yeah. Did you? Okay. So come on, Tom, who saw you naked?
Well, I was in a house with five gay men in Hawaii for the last 2 week of holidays.
Yeah, they all saw you naked. We've covered that off.
Yeah, and we're pretty comfortable with it. And it's hot.
You're all thirsty. That's what it is. You're all five thirsty men.
Thirsty. We were fine. We weren't that thirsty. We were just, it was hot. And so it makes sense to not wear any clothes because it's hot.
No one listening here is going, yeah, makes sense.
Really?
I don't think so.
Surely there's one. Surely there's one person that
understands
that. Look,
I'm on board because you remember the snow trip we had with our friends? A friend of mine told me that in hindsight, looking back, he's like, yeah, you were always naked. And that's a kind of post-spa thing, you know, because it's cold once you're inside.
You were in the snow.
Yeah, but once you're inside, though, I'm cool with being naked.
I got out of bed one morning and went and sat and had my morning coffee out by the pool.
In Hawaii, yeah.
And lo and behold, the pool boy arrives.
Oh, hello.
Wasn't
the start of a movie, is it?
Wasn't a pool boy, more like a pool man. He kind of looked like a trucker.
That's probably better than being a pool boy.
Yes. He kind of looked like a trucker.
Okay. Large.
Like he was a trucker-style man.
Trucker-style man? And he's saying he's large?
I'm not saying he's large. I'm just saying he looked like a truckie.
He had a cap on.
He had a cap on.
Yeah, he was driving a truck.
He wasn't driving a truck. He had pool accessories.
Okay.
But he kind of went, "Duh, hey, how are you going?" I went, "Oh, hey."
He tried to recover.
"Oh, hey." And I quickly get up and go inside. I'm like, "Oh, guys."
Shamefully go inside.
The pool boy's here.
Well, there's a boy outside.
Well, it's a man.
It was a trucker.
Okay, he was a pool man.
It's a guys, pool truck guy.
The trucker pool man was outside.
No, trucker pool man? What was he pulling?
He's a man who cleans the pools.
Okay. And you had your coffee. You spilled it on yourself. You were shocked.
I wasn't that. It's just, it was an awkward situation.
So for everyone involved. Why was there a pool guy?
And of course, there's five
place.
Men. We're all gay men. Five men standing around.
They all rush outside to see
no,
him.
They weren't
what's
rushing
he like?
Outside.
Or, is he any good? Come on.
Okay, fair enough.
We're all naked.
Yeah, all right. We were talking about the pool man.
Okay, so and the five naked men went outside and just stared at him.
No, we didn't. One guy put pants on and offered him a coffee.
That's nice.
And then a beer.
Nice boys. And he said, "I've got to keep trucking along now, guys. See you later." Because he's a trucker.
133353, who saw you naked? Did it go down well? Did you get in trouble?
Great soundtrack to the moment, this song.
Here I go again, Whitesnake, Triple M's, Tom and Ollie, Naughty After Nine. Here I go again, Whitesnake, Triple M's, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We have a new producer, Eli, who's filling in for the next couple of weeks as we find a permanent person to fill the role. Of course, producer Bell,
deserted.
R.I.P.
Oh, she's dead to us.
Yep.
She left us.
But very soon we've got a gripe to bring up about our new producer, Eli.
Yeah, and it's not that he covers his entire hand in toilet paper like a queen. No, it's not that at all. It's
a Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
No one's safe here on this show. 133353. Who saw you nude? Who saw you naked? Who was it? How many people have seen you naked, Ollie, you reckon, in your life?
At least 10.
All right. Do you want to name them?
No, well, I've been with 7.5 people.
Okay, and then who are the other?
Mum.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. And one of your dads. Cheryl on 133353. Who saw you naked?
My whole family.
Oh, no.
Cheryl, were you a baby or are you an adult?
No, I was an adult.
Oh,
yeah, it's
okay.
Not good. Okay, how old were you?
I was in my early 30s.
Okay.
And I had all my children around, and my husband decided that he'd take a quick video of me getting dressed, centering in on me. Okay. Anyway, we didn't notice it. Years later, we got all our home videos gave it to the kids.
And so they just...
And they got to see it. Oh.
Oh, so was it meant to be a naughty video?
No.
And so what, they've just received a DVD?
We're meant to be videoing. The kids playing in there. It's me in the background with, you know, Fluffy right out front and then...
Fluffy.
Were you proud?
Down, pull us, you know, driving myself.
Yeah. And did the kids tell you that what they'd found and what they'd seen?
Oh, they're horrified.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Losing a bit there, Joe. Sounds like you had a gay old time. Good fun.
Mm. There's no regrets.
Paul on 133353, who saw your nude?
So a little story behind it, like, it was a friend's father, so me and this girl were years ago, younger, and we're sort of, you know, alone, and he started knocking on the door, and I was a bit naked, and I could only find her dress sort of thing to cover myself with, the door, he's knocking on the door, I answer the door, and initially my first reaction when meeting someone for the first time is to shake their hand, and I put my hand up to say g'day, and everything sort of... unveiled itself.
How did he react?
Oh, he shook my hand and said shut up and then closed the door in my face.
Was that her dad?
Yes, it was her dad. Oh, yeah, first time meeting her.
Yeah.
Well, his dad, her dad,
I mean, I don't want to be too graphic, but were you wrecked?
Yeah, so the dress sort of hung off it a little bit. But...
Oh, you flatter yourself. Must be a small dress. Skimpy dress, I imagine.
Yeah, nice. Up next... Ooh, the gripe for the new producer, Eli.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Ooh, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Santa Monica, Everclear, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. First show back for a couple of weeks. And our first show as well, if you're a fan of the show, you'd know our producer, Belle. She's left. She's gone to a worser place.
She's gone to the dark side, Tom. It's a station that purports to love music and young people. Gross.
Oh, can
the
you
youth.
Believe it?
But I mean, it fits for her. She's a young, she just finished school.
Yeah.
She's on schoolies right now.
We've got a fill-in producer though, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We've got Eli.
Our work experience man.
Woo. Hey, guys.
Hey, Eli. Man, first show for you in the hot seat out there.
Yeah, pretty good.
How'd you go?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I think you did well.
Yeah, I think you did a good job.
Thanks, one thing was annoying. Ooh. You did spell a girl's name Tori. You wrote Jory. So I said, how you going, Jory? And she's like, it's Tori. That was awkward.
Yeah, why did you do that?
That was a typo.
Yeah. Oh, it was a typo.
And I misunderstood.
Just check your spelling, mate.
I thought you were giving Tommy's festival nickname.
No.
But that's a different thing.
No. Eli, we do have one issue, though. Ooh. I mean, being the producer of a radio show, you know, it's not just about what goes on air. You know, it's about the socials.
Yes.
You know, these days, radio, you can't have a radio show without, you know, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter.
Yes.
And what is our socials?
Tom and Ollie?
Across
Facebook,
Instagram. I'll just get it up now. I'm looking at our page now. Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
So Ollie with a Y.
So you can go like it. You can go, you know, you can see what happens behind the scenes, you know, all that kind of stuff.
All good content on there. Yeah. And yet, Tom?
Well, I was just looking at it. It just says here, invite friends to like this page. Here it says Eli, and then it's got an invite button next to it.
Oof.
Why are you?
That means you haven't liked it, mate.
It means you haven't liked the show.
I've been busy.
You're here producing the show, and yet you haven't had the time to give us a like.
I will make it my mission. First thing I do when I step out of here is to go and like your page.
Yeah, I'll invite you to. There you go. Invite sent. Don't make it easier for you.
You've been given an email.
I wish my phone was on me now. I would like it immediately.
Good. And maybe so a hot chocolate for Tom as well would be good. Just to
great.
Hot chucky.
Hot chucky for Tom.
All right.
Well, thanks, Eli.
Thanks, guys.
Scurry away. Just don't sell Tori as Jory again, okay?
Done.
Yeah. Just Jory. Look at the keyboard.
Thanks, John.
All right. What?
Tom?
Shut up.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.